Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you are, I would like to thank you for joining our first quarterly progress report AMA in 2024. I'm Pecco, the co-CEO of PoonDX. And with me today, there are three people in the team. First of all, let me introduce Judy, the marketing lead of PoonDX based in Taiwan.
Hi everybody, this is Judy. It's been quite a while since we last talked to each other online. So I'm happy to see you guys again and thank you for joining our session.
And Andreas, the growth lead of PoonDX based in Cyprus.
Hi everyone, Andreas here, and thank you for joining us today. Can't wait to share with you our Q1 progress.
Last but not the least, Luisa, BD and marketing associate based in Brazil.
Hi everyone, I'm Luisa. I'm based in Brazil, and thank you all for joining us today.
All right. Thank you, Luisa. So we are coming from three different continents and get together here to present you the company's progress. In the last quarterly report that we host, it's actually received a lot of views. So hopefully this time we will break the previous records. Well, joke aside, and before we dive into the report, I would like to share some interesting stats from the market. So this chart shows a fascinating picture of the investment landscape of the first quarter 2024. Bitcoin leads with an astonishing 68.8% return, highlighting the soaring investor confidence in crypto as a dominant asset. And the gold price shows 7.5% return, while the cash shows just 1.5%. So the negative returns on various debt category underscore the challenges facing fixed income in this economic environment. And let's look at the Bitcoin halving event. It's just around the corner. So as we know, the crypto market can be highly unpredictable. So however, export merchants can find reassurance in accepting crypto payment as the export settle transaction in stable coins for merchants, helping them mitigate the volatility. Let's dive into today's agenda. So we'll go through tech development, rollout, partnerships, Perth and the PoonDX chance update, events, and Q2 outlooks. There are a lot of information in this presentation, and I hope you enjoy it. So for the tech development, in Q1, our developer delivered the Bitcoin mainnet integration on XPath. This demand is actually driven by the market as most Bitcoin holders are actually transacting on the mainnet, even though we already offer the transaction on Lightning Network. And for the Aqua wallet, and it just launched in Q1. This wallet features Bitcoin Layer 2 and Layer 2 network, including Lightning Network and Liquid Network. We find this wallet is pretty interesting. It supports USDT on Ethereum network and Tron network as well. So XPath supports the Aqua wallet, Bitcoin transaction on Lightning Network, and USDT on Ethereum and Tron network. Also, we are doing some optimization for our merchant portals. So we actually find most merchants have the needs of using ERC-20 network to withdraw USDT, even though the gas fee are higher than BNB Smart Chain or Tron network. So we added the ERC-20 network for the merchants to deposit and withdraw funds from their XPath account. In Q1, the tech team also delivered the token listing of PASG to XPath. So we will share more details about this listing, why we list PASG in the next rollout and partner session. So I'll hand it over to Andreas.
Thank you, Bego. Moving on to rollouts and partnerships, Q1 has been momentous for PoonDX. And as you all know, at PoonDX, we focus on making crypto both spending and buy easy outside in the physical world. And a significant milestone in Q1 is actually fusing digital and traditional asset markets, specifically and gold. And so together with our franchisees South Africa, S-Coin Shops, which are gold exchange stores in South Africa, and Paxos, we collaborated to integrate Pax Gold into Expos. So Pax Gold is a digital gold that is backed by real gold. And this allows people in South Africa to visit one of the S-Coin shops and to purchase or redeem physical gold with cryptocurrency. Also, people now have the option to buy digital gold, which is the PAXG token from Paxos, and redeem it anytime for real physical gold at the S-Coin shops. Therefore, what we did is we bridged the gap between digital and physical gold. On this slide, we can also see that S-Coin has already started putting advertisements all over South Africa. And this one is actually on the streets in Johannesburg. And to continue, here are two infographics where we showcase the process of redeeming a PAXG token for physical gold and the other way around at the S-Coin shops in South Africa. Basically, this is the first time you can redeem crypto for physical gold, and it gives also an additional utility to your crypto and also attracts gold holders to buy crypto. Moving on, another collaboration is in Q1 was with OneID. Basically, we signed an agreement with OneID, which they are in global digital identity solution. And with this, users and merchants will be able to buy their .pundi X ID, which is like, let's say, .com. But for example, if I take like my name, Andreas will be andreas.pundi X, and I will be able to, let's say, link my crypto wallets to this ID, and it will make it more visually easier to send and receive crypto. On this one, stay tuned for more details that we'll share in the future. And now moving on to Expos expansion. It's great to see Expos is expanding in Canada. And here we can see the TSA Bitcoin Shop merchant in Canada, specifically in Vancouver. And TSA Bitcoin Shops, what they do is they sell arts and also provide crypto education. So if you are near or ever traveling to Canada, and you are interested in art, learning about crypto, or even learn about more about Expos, PX card, then make sure to visit TSA Bitcoin Shop. They will provide you with all the details. Now let's move into South Africa. And in South Africa, the interest and traction of Expos is keep increasing, and we have a total of four shops opened in Q1. Two of these shops, as you can see on the slide, is Court Order, and the other one is Alkamone Premium Retail Store. So at Court Order, you can buy the latest sneakers and streetwear like Adidas, Supreme, Louis Vuitton, Air Jordan, Gucci, and more, all the famous brands. And at Alkamone Premium Retail Store, if you go there, you can discover other great top brands like Diesel, Replay, Moncler, and others. So you can spend your crypto and buy. And the other two shops, as you can see here, is 42nd Street and Yawa. So 42nd Street, you can also go there, pay with crypto to buy top trending sneakers. Adidas, again, like Jordan, Reebok, and other cool streetwear. And at Yawa Retail Store, which is in the mall in South Africa, you can discover a luxury fashion that is a different style because they merge like tech and style together. And it's led by a famous international DJ with the name Black Coffee. If you see his Instagram, he has more than 4 million followers. And like super famous. So we are happy to work with them. And now let's go to Istanbul. As you know, we have plenty physical exchange stores in Istanbul, and in Q1 we got another two. Now the one is called XMed, which is basically a gold exchange store, and they now provide they also have XPOS, where you can go and redeem your PAXG and digital gold token from Paxos for Turkish lira or the other way around. And the other shop is, as you can see, like very beautiful. I really like this one. It's actually located in one of the biggest gold shopping mall in Turkey, and in that mall they also have like a wedding center where people go and buy gold when they want to get married, and they have like more than 30,000 visitors every day. And now all these people have the option to exchange the Turkish lira and get crypto. And moving on, the following slides are regarding the Q1 2024 performance through export transactions, and I will hand it over to Bego for this one to give you more details.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Andreas. So from this chart, you can see January set a solid foundation with a substantial amount of both crypto payment and crypto sales, showing our reach in the market. And February saw a continuation of this trend, maintaining a steady flow of both sales and payment, a little bit higher on the payment side. However, the standout month is March, and where we witnessed a significant uptake in payment transaction, indicating not only increased adoption, but also people actually spending, probably based on their profit from the crypto. So Q1 results indicate a growing trust in the XPOS system. And we also see XPOS transactions landscape shows a significant preference for stable coins, which is Tether. USDT account for overwhelmingly 94.3% of the transactions. And this indicates most users prefer using stable coins to pay or buy crypto through XPOS, the physical retail outlets. So the most preferred chain is Tron that collaborates with USDT usage. For the next update, Hearst and Kundia's chain, I will hand it over to Judy.
Right, thank you, Peckle. So before we dig into what's happening with Purse, if we have the new friends here, so Purse is the reward token of PundiX, and it's originally designed for our community. For PundiX holders, PundiX token holders, you can delegate your PundiX tokens to earn Purse as a delegation reward, and there are various ways you can get Purse tokens. And in Q1 2024, we have announced a roadmap of Purse token, and a series of exciting activities have taken place, and a lot of exciting things are happening at the moment as we speak. Next slide, please. Yes. So in Q1, we announced that we are launching 1 billion Purse token ecosystem pool to build on DePIN infrastructure. So this initiative is to accelerate the growth of XPOS crypto payment and exchange ecosystem. And this initiative is has four phases. The first phase is to distribute 100 million Purse tokens to merchants and to I'm sorry 100 million Purse tokens to the transactions of on Tron network, Ethereum network, and BNB Smart Chains, all the transactions making from PS Card, which is a hardware wallet, from PS Card to the XPOS device, on these three networks will receive Purse token reward of up to 5% of the spending amount. And this pool of rewards operates on a first come, first serve basis. So this activity is still ongoing, and if you have if you're around you, there's a Poon Dx store, or there's a store that has the Xbox machine. So bring your PS card to the stores and make transactions on Tron, Ethereum, or BNB Smart Chain, and you'll get Purse token as a reward. And you can also check out our YouTube channel, Poon Dx channel. We have a tutorial of teaching you how to get the Purse token reward. Purse is also listed on Bybit Spot Trading right now. So you can do spot trading on Bybit with Purse and USDT. But please note that this trading pair is only available to certain regions. And I don't know if a lot of people know about the ERC-404. It's a brand new thing. The ERC-404 is a merge of ERC-20 fungible tokens and ERC-721 non-fungible tokens. So it's a new class of assets that is both fungible and non-fungible. And this is a brand new era for the ERC ecosystem. And Purse is joining, Purse has joined the ERC ecosystem. So being at the forefront of adopting this innovation standard, Purse has announced the introduction of ERC-404 tokens with Purse Fox NFTs. The minting rate is set at 1 million Purse for one Purse box, and a total of 10 billion Purse for the complete set of 10,000 Purse box NFTs. You can check out Purse Medium post to get a really full details of the whole innovation. And to furthermore support the ERC-404 community and the development of ERC-404, we have the Purse have announced its collaboration with Pandora Finance. So Pandora Finance is a decentralized ecosystem. It's committed to advance the ERC-404 ecosystem, and it is also the first functional token minted under the experimental ERC-404 standard. And in supporting this Pandora team for being the first to launch ERC-404 and to bring the new concept to the NFT ecosystem, we have support Purse airdropping to the Pandora token holders. So token holders of Pandora, March 14, 2024, will get a snapshot, and you'll get Purse airdrop. And moving on is the Purse Plus. So Purse Plus is a social vibe browser plugin. Anyone can install this browser plugin and to complete simple task, really simple task, and to earn Purse token as a reward. So the more tasks you complete, the more Purse token you get. And thank you for the support of the community. We have more than 10,000 Purse Plus users, and the number is still growing as we speak. And if you want to earn more Purse token, or you just want to experience this social vibe browser plugin, go to Purse X account and you'll find how to install the Purse Plus browser plugin and how to participate in earning more tokens. Next, we're on Poon Dx Chain. So Poon Dx Chain is the payment blockchain for built for Poon Dx. And in Q1 2024, we're seeing more and more activities on Poon Dx Chain. So first is a new validator. So right now we have 41 validators, 36 active ones together, including this new one to ensure the safety and security of the blockchain. And we are seeing more and more governance proposals submitted to the Poon Dx chain. In Q1 so far, we have completed three governance proposals. The first one we completed is actually the third proposal, and is to burn 10 billion purse to support the ERC-404 upgrade. And it the proposal has passed successfully, and the token burn was conducted on March 18th. The fourth proposal, which is the second one that we completed in Q1, is the launching of Purse Plus Battle Royale event with a total of 253 million Purse token reward pool. So Battle Royale is a campaign event designed for Purse Plus social find tool. So you can install the browser plugin as I just introduced, and you can join any team or anyone's by using their invitation code, and then to participate and play your way to earn purse tokens. This event has started on April 1st and it will end on April 28th. So you still have time to join Battle Royale and complete simple tasks and win purse tokens. The fifth governance proposal is to integrate Solana chain to the XPulse ecosystem. The proposal is passed and the integration is in process. So right now, XPulse supports Bitcoin Mainnet, Bitcoin Lightning Network, Ethereum, Tron, BNB Smart Chain, and we are very excited to be welcome to welcome Solana chain to join the family. And as we are having this Q1 quarterly report, there's another governance proposal ongoing right now. It's the sixth governance proposal, and it's the aim of this proposal is to improve the purse liquidity on centralized exchanges by loaning 8 million purse tokens to Kronos Research to conduct market making. So if the voting period for the sixth proposal ends on April 16th. So if you are Poonti X holder and a delegator, please head on to our proposal page and cast your vote. And next session is the events, and I'll hand over to Louisa.
Thank you, Judy. Hello, everyone. So when it comes to events, it's a no-brainer to say that Poonti X participated in numerous events during the first trimester of 2024, marking an eventful start of the year. So to start it off, our point of sale device Expos was featured in Meet the Killer Whales, which is an entrepreneurial TV series by Hello Labs that is aired on Apple TV, Google TV, and Prime Video. Our CEO and co-founder, Zach Chia, presented our Expos device to five industry experts and judges. And in terms of brand exposure, it was a remarkable achievement to have our device feature on such prominent platform, reaching this amount of viewers. And moving over with our events in Japan, our team in Japan, they've been booked and busy with events for 2024. To begin with, Poonti X sponsored the Off-Chain Tokyo 24 community meetup at WeWork Arc Hill South in Japan, and our team showcased our Expos device there. Also, another picture. And also on March 2nd, our team joined the Tokyo Tobimono Organization 2024 conference, where they showcased our Expos next to rockets and aircraft. And on March 24th, our team in Japan took part at the Kinosai 32nd event, where they showcased Expos. Also, another great event that our team in Japan, that our Japan-based team was part of. It was that our team was interviewed by NFT Studio 24, which is an NFT-focused media company that delivers NFT-related news to a global audience. So all this to show that Expos is being showcased not only in crypto events, but in tech events as a whole. And this brings so much brand exposure and awareness, and it puts Expos and Poonti X brand in the map. So this is huge accomplishments. Another incredible event that our team was part of was the ETH Taipei 2024. This event ran from March 21st to March 24th in Taipei, and it was a great opportunity for our team to interact with many passionate builders, crypto influencers, and prominent personalities in the crypto industry who talked about the future of crypto payment, DeFi, real-world adoption, and all the next trends in the Ethereum space. We had two of our members there, Peko and Judy. They attended the event and demonstrated how Expos work and how it has evolved, and also, of course, contributed to real-world adoption. So would Judy or Peko like to give a brief statement about this amazing event that they attended?
All right, thank you, Louisa. I think the ETH Taipei is pretty interesting one because Vitaly is also there, and we have also learned about the how the ecosystem will going forward. It's focusing on staking and layer two. So the most important thing is that we're being there and keeping people updating about our progress. On the Xbox, although we have launched it more than 7 years now, and we keep our technology improving, and I believe the attendants were all surprised about our progress. Thank you, Louisa.
Amazing. Thank you, Pekka. So moving over with the events that Pondex was part of, our team joined a very insightful webinar called Beyond Bitcoin Spot ETF, Bridging the Gap Between Physical and Crypto Assets with DePIN. It was held between our team and our partners, Paxos, Fcoin, and Easy Solution, about the future of asset tokenization, tech outlook, market trends, and how we are reshaping the landscape of real-world assets. I highly encourage everyone here to take a look on it, since it personally brought me many valuable insights on the market. Also, we have here an article written by Paxos team about how our partnership is making actual moves of forward bridging digital and physical realms. Next, we have a few of the many X spaces that Pondex was part of. Our growth leader, Andreas, was part of two very insightful X spaces this trimester. One was the Tron Network one, about the future of blockchain technology in 2024, and the other one was the X space hosted by CryptoX Wave, where they talk about the future of DePIN. So, Andreas, if you would like to give us some insights about your participation in those two X spaces.
Sure thing. Thank you, Lisa. So as Lisa mentioned, I participated to Tron X Spaces, and the discussion was about the future outlook of blockchain technology. And there was plenty of discussions around AI, DeFi, gamify, DePIN, real world assets, and SocialFi. And it was a very interesting discussion, and to also learn from the others and also share our insight. And it's basically great to see that at Pundix we fall into most of these trendy topics that will be in 2024, including DePIN, real world assets, and also AI. And in regards to CX Wave spaces, the discussion was around DePIN. So there were different projects sharing what they do and how they utilize DePIN. And we basically the only project in that space is that we combine DePIN with crypto payments. So it's great to see we are the let's say the leaders in the DePIN sector when it comes to blockchain payments. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Andreas. And also, our team joined FCAS XB about DePIN in Cosmos, where we chatted with Sentinel Network, and this is also all available saved on X. And lastly, on International Women's Day, March 8th, We hosted a app space with some major guests to talk about how we can make Web3 space more accessible and welcoming to women. We had four incredible guests that talking with us about the start of their journey in the Web3 space, the challenges that they faced in this time, and some valuable insights for any women who work in this industry or who maybe want to start their careers in the Web3 space. And moving over to other events, PlentyX had over 29,000 mentions on Binance Square, which, and for those who may not know, Binance Square is the social platform by Binance where users can share their thoughts, insights, and just chat everything related to the crypto world. So it's really great to see that we've been getting the attention and recognition from the crypto community. And that people are talking about us and our projects in such prominent and important platforms. And to finalize our event section, like usual, we had our Bitcoin Sats giveaway, where we had three winners who won 10,000 sats. I highly encourage everyone here to go follow us on Twitter. It's at PundiX Labs. And stay tuned. Or because so you can participate on the next Bitcoin Sats giveaway and stay tuned for the next events that we're going to be part of. So next we have our roadmap for Q2. So I'll hand it over back to Pecco. You can take over again.
Thank you, Luisa. And very fruitful events in Q1, and the purpose is for us to reach as many people as we can to educate people about what PundiX is. And there are a lot of new crypto users in the market. So this is where we are. And before we dive into the Q2 outlook, let's check on the items that we worked in Q1. Next, yes. And I'm glad to announce that we complete all the items, including the creating the new use case for tokenized assets for the digital gold token like BASG. And in Q2, there are quite a few additional items listed in our development pipeline that we didn't include in our 2024 roadmap in the first place. So we may adjust the priority based on the crypto market development. And first of all, we can see that we complete item that the PundiX token has been listed on a new exchange. Next. So it's Revolut. For those who don't know, Revolut, a fintech unicorn known as its innovative approach to bank and finance, and boosts its staggering user base of over 40 million across 150 countries. So this listing actually signifies more Web2 user will go get to know about PundiX. And if you are following PundiX and Zach, our co-founder and CEO on X.com, you may find that PundiX developers are also working on AI initiatives. There are several AI initiatives ongoing, and internally in Q2, we'll be able to reveal more details. So stay tuned for that. And we will be very, very busy to present XPulse in important crypto and fintech event. Next week, we will be in Dubai for Token 2049. And the week after, Seth will be having the keynote presentation in Money 2020. So Money 2020 is for all the industry leader in banking, fintech, payment, and Web3 will be there. So I'm glad that we will have a keynote speech over there. And last but not the least, currently the Battle of Royale, which Judy just mentioned, is on until April 28th. So 250 million per token to be won. So I hope you can join it, and I hope you will be one of the winners as well. And the winners of week one already announced. And so please download Purse Plus plugin and start participating. And I hope you'll be the one of the winners. Okay. So here is the wrap up of our Q&A report. A lot of great stuff. So let's look at the question from the live chat. Judy, Andreas, and Luisa, do you see questions on our live chat?
Yes, I actually saw one. For now, one question, like, do you have any plans such as projects you are preparing?
Yes. So as I mentioned in the Outlook slide, the roadmap slides, where we have some time frame of each items that we are delivering. So you can, if you would like to know more detail, you can go back to that slide and then to learn about our time frame for the deliverables.
We also have another question, but I think it's quite similar to the previous one. Do you happen to have any events or good news prepared for the token holders?
Right. Yes, we do have good news, and it has been summarized in the slides. So I hope that we can deliver more news in the upcoming months because we are building for various initiatives. So just stay tuned, and I hope that you will get informed about those good news.
So another question is, I saw Zach is tweeting about AI. So what can we expect from PundiX AI tweets from Zach? Can you share more info about it?
Okay, all I can share is that in June, there will be something that coming up, and keep monitoring Zach's tweets on the progress of the AI initiative. Then you will get more details about that. Yeah.
And I also see one more question.
Hmm.
Basically, which country do you plan to expand exports?
Right. So we have several countries lined up for the exports, and because of the regulation, we work with a licensed franchisees. So our potential franchisee is in the stage of evaluating exports. So when they finish the process of evaluating, so we will reveal more countries in our next quarterly progress update. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, I think I see there's a question, but it's not for us. So I think that we can, yeah. I think that should be it.
All right. Yeah. All right, so thank you so much for your questions. So every quarter and every AMA that we will have them repurposed and stored in PundiX official podcast channels named Behind the Counter. Thanks to Judy to making it happen. And it's available across Apple, Google podcast channels, and also Spotify. So you can always pick them up if you miss any. And thank you for watching and participating in our quarterly progress report, if you like it. And I would hope that you can like, share, or subscribe our YouTube channels. Look forward to seeing you in the next quarter. See you.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.